KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have mostly clear skies. It's 30 degrees in Atlantic. We look for some areas of fog, otherwise partly cloudy skies today, a high of 62. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stifel Investments. In Southwest Iowa news this hour, deputies in Montgomery County last night arrested a man who was wanted on a valid warrant for eluding and possession of methamphetamine. 34-year-old Samuel Jacob Whitaker of Red Oak was taken into custody at around 11:20 p.m. and brought to the Montgomery County Jail. Whitaker's bond was set at $2,000. The Atlantic Police Department yesterday warned residents about a prize money phone scam. Officials say some residents have received calls advising they won a large amount of money or a prize. Now they need to go to Walmart or Hy-Vee to wire money to the caller in order for them to receive their prize. Now, if you should receive such a phone call, do not give the caller any personal or banking information. If you have an elderly family member, be sure and tell them not to give out any bank or personal information to someone calling, claiming that family member has won a prize and they have to wire money for it in order to claim that prize. It is a scam. Well, police in Council Bluffs Thursday identified the suspect they are looking for in connection to the case of attempted murder. An arrest warrant was issued Wednesday for 23-year-old Vaughn Dion White of Council Bluffs. The warrant charges White with two counts of attempted murder and one count of intimidation with a dangerous weapon for a shots-fired incident on Park Avenue at around 9:30 p.m. Tuesday. The Council Bluffs Police Department is asking for your help and area law enforcement in locating Vaughn White. White is considered to be armed and dangerous, and the public is encouraged to contact your local law enforcement agency if you see him. There is a picture of the suspect under this same story on the news page at KJAN.com. Police say that White is the man they believe allegedly arrived outside of the home at 125 Park Avenue on Tuesday in a light-colored four-door car. He got out of the vehicle and displayed a revolver-type handgun before firing several rounds at two men standing outside the home. One round entered the home, which was occupied by several people, but no one was injured. White then fled the area in a vehicle he arrived in. Police believe the intended victim of the attack was 18-year-old Nicholas Grant of Council Bluffs. Authorities in Carroll are investigating a long string of vandalism that started this summer. The latest was discovered Wednesday morning. The front windows in the youth center run by a Carroll church were shattered. Carroll Police Chief Brad Burke says his department has fielded some 25 calls about damage to windows and vehicles since July 23rd.
It's pretty random. Daylight hours and nighttime hours, we're getting calls about both. We can't pin down a specific time or day of the week that that's occurring. It's pretty random at this point. It's random around town, too. There's no set location or targets.
The damage to the windows appears to be caused by a BB gun, according to the police chief.
We have offered a reward on our Facebook page for any information leading to the arrest and conviction of somebody. So we just want someone to come forward. If they know something, give us a call, let us know, and we'll look into it and see if we can get these stopped.
The latest bout of vandalism struck in a strip mall near a Hy-Vee in Carroll. Ryan Gallegos, lead pastor of the Central Church of Christ in Carroll, has offered a $1,000 reward for information that leads to the arrest of the vandal who damaged the windows at the church's youth center.
Somebody knows something, and I want it to stop. You know, I mean, it's not fair to businesses or individuals because this stuff costs us money.
And vandalism was discovered at a vacant building in Carroll on Tuesday morning. Well, a Creston woman was arrested last night for a second-degree burglary. Creston police said this morning that 24-year-old Courtney Sanson was taken into custody at around 8:30 p.m. at the Union County Law Enforcement Center and transported to the Ringgold County Jail, where her bond was set at $10,000. The Mills County Sheriff's Office says a Glenwood man was arrested Wednesday evening on a drug charge. 63-year-old James Warren Wire was taken into custody at around 5:15 p.m. for possession of a controlled substance. His bond was set at $5,000. And the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office said yesterday that two men were arrested Wednesday morning for allegedly passing counterfeit bills at a convenience store in Minden. 25-year-old Adrian Byers of Burnham, Illinois, and 24-year-old Jordan F.C. Lyles of Dalton, Illinois, each face a felony charge of forgery after they allegedly tried to pass a $100 counterfeit bill at the Casey's General Store in Minden. A subsequent investigation identified about $2,100 in bogus bills, plus nearly $500 in additional currency. The money and a cell phone was taken into evidence. The sheriff's office said also that 19-year-old Taylor Storo, who has no known address, was arrested Thursday afternoon for criminal trespass after a resident in Carson called to complain of a man sleeping in an outhouse behind the resident's home. In the funeral announcements, Sharon Taylor, age 67, of Perry, died Sunday. Funeral services for Sharon Taylor will be today at 10 o'clock at the Karras Family Funeral Home in Perry. Charles Gerhart, age 91, of Harlan, died Sunday. Funeral services for Charles Gerhart will be today at 11 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Keith King, age 69, of Audubon, died Monday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Keith King will be today at 2 o'clock at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Dwayne Johnson, age 77, of Hollopaw, Florida, died September 15th. A Celebration of Life memorial service for Dwayne Johnson will be tomorrow at 10:30 at Holy Trinity Catholic Church in Exira. Kessler Funeral Home of Exira has arrangements. Martha Kramer, age 96, of Atlantic, died October 2nd. A Celebration of Life luncheon for Martha Kramer will be tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic, with Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home assisting. Leroy Sand, age 87, of Kimbleton, died October 15th at Mertzu Medical Center in Harlan. A Celebration of Life memorial service for Leroy Sand will be tomorrow at 1 o'clock at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Merle Anholt, age 98, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Memorial services for Merle Anholt will be held on Sunday at 2 o'clock at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. Michael Dunn, age 60, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at Willow Heights in Atlantic. Services for Michael Dunn are pending at Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Carletta Ann Casey, age 88, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at the Cass County Hospital. Services for Carletta Casey are pending at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Our news was brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.